Raider legend Howie Long joins us from the NFL on Fox. And Howie, let's begin. 3-1, 3-0 on the road. Did you expect that? Were you surprised by this start?
I think probably a little bit of all of the above. It's a young team, and when I had the opportunity to come out there in training camp and talk to them, I think my expectations are high. I think their expectations are high. The only question that remained was, how quickly will this team understand the significance of the moment? And to win three on the road is, you win three out of your four games on the road. And as we've come to realize, Atlanta's pretty good, particularly at the wide receiver position, and that offense is humming with the up-tempo thing with Julio Jones and all that. It's exciting, and I think what was, two things that were exciting about this past week. One was obviously, the way they finished the game on offense, and Michael Crabtree is exactly the player that we thought he was coming out, and he was in San Francisco, and then he had some injuries, and it's great to see him back, and his mastery of, the subtleties of the position, particularly in that red zone, and having an understanding of where he is physically and having to make that play and to have a 3-touchdown game is huge. And Derek Carr continues to evolve as the leader of the football team, and that offensive line and the job Mike Tice has done with them. And, that interior three is pretty darn good. And your left guard, I think, sets the tempo for, and sets the kind of role that you want out of your offensive line, that physicality and, finishing blocks and doing that. But I think the real key last week for this football team, and I think it's a big key for them to take the next step, is they made some changes on defense, and the defense closed the game out. And that's what's needed. That was the next step for them. And, if I had said to you prior to the season, you're going to be 3-1 after 4 weeks and you're going to win three games on the road, I'd take that, wouldn't you?
I would take it all day long. Howie Long's our guest. And Howie, I wanted to ask you, how concerned when you're sitting right there with Fox, with Terry, and the whole team there, and you're seeing the stats after the first two games on defense and wondering what really going on with Jack Del Rio and Ken Norton and calling the plays at the end. How were they able to fix it in week 3 and 4 to the point where not only are they winning games, but they also look like they have some swagger back on defense?
Well, as you know, it has to be an attention deficit kind of, game, and particularly in your secondary. And I think I'm not in the room, so I don't want to speak out of turn, but I think obvious communication downs. I think, 57 having 15 tackles last week, huge. And 42 gets in the lineup, and he has 18 tackles in the last 2 weeks. Some of it is communication. Some of it is finding the right kind of combination of people in each and every situation, because it is situational football. It's first down, it's second long, it's second and short, it's third and short, third and long, it's red zone, it's end of half, end of game, all different situations, and you try to get the right pieces on the field. You want to make sure that everyone is on the same page.
Howie, tell us and handicap the AFC West for me, because Kansas City got annihilated. That first half of football against Pittsburgh was brutal. I mean, they got blown out, and then with Denver winning with Trevor Siemian and the ability for Lynch to come in, and they look like they're not missing a beat. I mean, did you think Denver would be this good?
Well, you know, finding the quarterback, as you know, you get lucky with you find Derek, and Derek falls to you, and you know, you've got your quarterback situation figured out, and him continuing to evolve and continue to answer questions about whether he's the guy is very encouraging. And you know, a lot of people question John, and I played against John a long time, and John's a smart guy, he's a competitive guy, and he has dove into kind of that role as, you know, president, general manager, whatever you want to call it. He's John Elway's making the decision, and he made the decision to move on from the quarterback. And a lot of people were saying, well, the kid Lynch he's a project, you know, it's spread. A lot of the same questions that people have about spread quarterbacks, under center, they're not huddled up, their recognition of coverages and fronts and protections, it's a challenge. And I think some of that's legit, but I think that has to go to a case-by-case basis, because Derek picked it up. And, you know, hey, remember when Derek first got there, you know, a couple of balls drop on the ground just taking a snap from center. How do you huddle up? How do you call the play? How do you recognize? And Derek's a unique guy because he had a brother in the game and was around it his whole life and had a better understanding through his program. And each program is different. But to get the kind of production they got out of Simeon, and then for Lynch to come in off the bench cold and play the way he did, John knows a little bit of something about, you know, quarterback play, and that's the key to being successful. I think one of the big keys for them was their offensive line. They revamped the offensive line, and I think their offensive line is significantly better. And they had some people leave on defense, and there was a question whether they could fill that void, and Wolf has played really well for them early on. And Von Miller is a home run waiting to happen all the time. He's the guy that you hold your breath in terms of, particularly as I talked about, end of quarter, end of half, end of game situations where he just seems to shine. He's like water. He's going to find an opening. He's so dynamic. He's physically built like a linebacker, but he has DB athleticism. He has defensive back athleticism. That's a combination that, I've never seen at that position.
Howie, as we wrap it up, the Chargers come to Oakland. They're a wounded animal. They've lost three of their games with the lead at the two-minute warning. Assessed Philip Rivers in what I believe is a desperation game for the Chargers and an opportunity for the Raiders to step on their throat, bury them in the division, go to 4-1, and then focus on Kansas City the following week in Oakland.
Put them away. You know, it's a division game, and division games take on their own personality. We see it across the league. You know, a team can be dominant, and, you know, one team's bad, and the matchup seems to favor one team over the other, and you throw a lot of that out because it's in the division, the familiarity with schemes and players, et cetera, and the emotions that go into that. You know, it's another step in the maturity of a young football team that, you know, this is the division game. You're 3-1. You've won three on the road. It's not a time to take San Diego, throw the record out, throw what they looked like last week, whether it's defensively or protection or end of game, whatever it is. Throw that out and let's deal with them. You know, as a division foe, it's game five. We want to be 4-1 right now. What's the significance of the moment for us right now? If we want to have a shot at the division, if we want to have a shot at qualifying for the tournament, and then it's anybody's game, but that's a long way away. We're at base camp, too. It's a climb up Everest.
That's it. Howie, when I get to get a chance to see you on the sideline, it's always special. But I get the next best thing. I get to see your son as I travel with the team. And quickly, let's end on that. How proud you are of the job he's doing, assisting the coaching staff, Jack Del Rio, and to have that family bond with Mark Davis, the Davis family, you and your son who works for the team.
Well, you know, it's in my blood. It's who I am. It's in many ways responsible for a lot of, you know, the success that I've had in my life, both on the field and off the field. It shaped who I am. You know, the people that I had the good fortune to be around, particularly early on in my career with that football team and Mark's dad. And, you know, but as I said, you know, it's history's great. You know, acknowledge it, learn it, know it, understand it, respect it. And our organization has tremendous history. It's time for, you know, Khalil Mack. It's time everyone in that organization. And I think they're doing a good job of understanding the significance of the moment. And I'm proud of the fact that Howie's there and, you know, he's 110% in and he bleeds it. Always has. Out of my three boys, he's the only one that was always a Raider guy. For him to be a part of it, to work under Reggie, to work under Jack and that coaching staff with those players, it's time for that group to make their own history. And I think I speak for everyone that's ever put on the uniform there and been a part of the previous history. Everyone wants this group to make their own history.
Thank you, Howie. I greatly appreciate your time. Everyone does from the Raider Nation. Thank you. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you after the San Diego game. Thank you.
You got a partner anytime.